This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday directed the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. It's a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order comes a little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the attacks, and it's a significant moment in a years-long tussle between the U.S. government and the families over what classified information about the run-up to the attacks could be made public. The conflict was on display last month when many relatives, super survivors, and first responders came out against Biden's participation and 9/11 memorial events if the documents remained classified. Power should be restored to New Orleans by the middle of next week. That's according to utility officials on Friday. And sheriffs or deputies actually warn people who are returning to their communities outside the city to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The storm knocked out electricity to more than 1 million customers in the state of Louisiana alone, but almost all lights in the city should be back on by Wednesday, according to Entergy. That's the company that provides the power to the New Orleans area and much of the southeast Louisiana region. The lack of power has made a sultry stretch of summer hard to bear, and it added to woes in the aftermath of Ida. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand authorities say that they shot and killed an extremist after he entered a supermarket and unleashed a knife attack that wounded six shoppers. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, described Friday's violence as a terror attack. She says the man was a Sri Lankan national who was inspired by the Islamic State group. She also says he was well known to the nation's security agencies and he was being monitored around the clock. Because the man was under constant monitoring, Ardern says a police surveillance team and a special tactics group were able to shoot and kill him within 60 seconds of the attack starting. Three of those people who had been stabbed were seriously injured. A small group of Afghan women have protested near the presidential palace in Kabul, demanding equal rights from the Taliban. The Afghanistan's new rulers are working on forming a government and seeking international recognition. The Taliban captured most of the country in a matter of days last month and celebrated the departure of the last U.S. forces after 20 years of war. Now they face the urgent challenge of governing a war-ravaged region and country that is heavily reliant on international aid. The Taliban have promised an inclusive government and a moderate form of Islamic rule, but many Afghans, especially women, fear losing the rights they gained over the last two decades. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to wage a tougher epidemic prevention campaign in what he called our style, after he turned down some foreign COVID-19 vaccines offered via the UN-backed immunization program. State media is reporting that Kim told a Politburo meeting the task of virus prevention was of paramount importance and needed material and technical support and qualified health workers. North Korea earlier in the week told the UN that its allotment of Sinovac doses should be sent to countries with severe outbreaks. Its allotment of AstraZeneca doses is delayed. Some experts believe North Korea may want other vaccines and may also want to distribute them strategically within its population. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered the officials to wage a tougher war. And as they bring war to other parts of Ethiopia, resurgent Tigray fighters face growing allegations that they're retaliating for the abuses their people suffered back home. In interviews with the Associated Press, more than a dozen witnesses offered the most widespread descriptions yet of Tigray forces striking communities and a religious site with artillery, killing civilians, looting health centers and schools, and sending hundreds of thousands of people fleeing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.